With us right now is CWA Airport Administrator Tony Yeren. It's a long process, this reconstruction and remodeling of the airport terminal buildings. Where are we right now in the big picture?
Well, this fall we just wrapped up our West Terminal addition and remodel. You know, we've got a few little minor things that we got to knock off the punch list and put a shine on everything, and that section is completed and we'll be ready to close that project out. As of last Monday, we began demolition of our East Terminal addition, doing the demo on that and getting ready for a 10-month project there. Of course, we'll be building through winter again, and we hope to have that done sometime then in August of 2014, with the hopes then of continuing the final phase of the terminal remodel, and that would be the center part, and that would wrap up the terminal area project all told.
Now, this is a very big, extensive project. I'd imagine shuffling people from one side to the other just to keep operations going has been a challenge.
Well, it has been. It's been a virtual shell game to get people moved, sometimes temporarily. It's not so bad the people move or the office furniture move itself. These days it's quite complicated with moving IT, moving computers and telephone systems, and those sorts of support systems oftentimes requires quite a lead time. We house many tenants here, the airlines and rent-a-car agencies and so forth, so their mother organizations need to have a heads up on these moves, and that requires some looking forward and trying to make sure that the receiver catches the quarterback's pass. So it's a challenge in that regard.
It looks like one of the big portions of the project, it was moving the rental cars to a separate building by the lots themselves to open up some of that area in the terminal. Has that helped out with this quite a bit?
Oh, that's helped out immensely. That was a fairly easy to accept concept. It did a couple of things for us. First of all, got them out of the terminal earlier. You know, we built that a couple of years ago now, I think in the second year of our terminal area remodel. And essentially, it put them in a very beautiful building, got their customer base closer to the lots, made it more convenient for them after they'd gotten all their paperwork done. And what that'll do for us long-term in the baggage claim area is open up that baggage claim area to the point where we can have two belts in there, and we can also open up the circulation area. If you might remember, the old area was awfully cramped, and if we'd get several flights in at once and throw a charter with 150 people on top of it, it almost became a safety issue. It was so crowded down there. And now I think if you take a look at what we've got for the West Terminal and how that's opened up and the big circulation areas, we'll have a similar architectural treatment on the east end, and therefore I think it's going to be very modern, very comfortable, and very accessible baggage claim area, and I think it'll make the community and visitors very happy.
Quite a few people fly occasionally, and quite a few people fly on a regular basis. For that occasional traveler that doesn't see CWA very often, what advice do you have to them for coming in, doing check-in, and getting ready to depart on your trip?
Well, for those that don't fly all that often, first thing they need to do, I think, is take a look at TSA.gov. There are some security issues out there, like the liquids ban is still in effect. There are some recommendations also from the airlines. They could check with their airlines, go online, and find out what the recommendations are for showing up. Often they will recommend a 90-minute check-in prior to flying out. You know, make sure you're here 90 minutes before. The airlines are very strict on being checked in at least 30 minutes before the flight. A lot of infrequent flyers don't know this, but you know, we talked about computers a little bit earlier. Those computers will turn off at 30 minutes, and there's no way that you're going to be checked in, and you'll be forced to take another flight. That's just the nature of a small airport. Essentially, everybody does everything here, unlike a large airport where you're going to have a ticket agent a ramp agent, a manager, and so on. Well, that manager might be a ticket agent one minute and a ramp agent the next minute at a small airport like this. So there just are not the personnel to go around to make sure that everything is covered, and that cutoff time is one of those management areas that is used to make sure people are checked in on time, that they're getting through security. And the bottom line is that airplane needs to turn out on time and take off when it's supposed to. So that's something that the infrequent flyer needs to be aware of. They can make life very much easier on themselves by taking a few of those tips, and especially with the liquids band and so forth, making sure that they're prepared to fly.
Over the last couple of years, there have been some changes in carriers, some changes in who's buying what airline. For example, you no longer have Midwest. They've been bought up. And there's been some changes getting away from prop jets to regular jet aircraft. How has the public received all those changes?
Well, overall, I think very well. However, there are some challenges yet. You know, we went to the bigger jets from the props, and while we went up in the number of seats that currently serve our market, the frequency of departures and arrivals has gone down, and that tends to be a challenge for some of the business travelers. Certainly, we've talked about that as recently as a week and a half ago or so. I had a small conference on that. Other than that, I think as far as mergers and acquisitions are concerned, I think the general public needs to know that there are darn few airlines around anymore. In fact, I generally tell people, you know, we've got all three now. American, United, and Delta serve this airport. And essentially, aside from Southwest Airlines, which will never come to Seaway because we're just not a big enough metropolitan area, and Alaska, the only other airline out there that's a major legacy carrier. Of course, that's a West Coast interest, so they're not going to be coming here as well. So I'm quite correct in saying that we've got all three airlines. And the challenge is, I think, is that, you know, we need to not get too discouraged over the lack of frequency, perhaps, but try to, as much as your schedule can allow you to, try to fly out of Seaway so that we can keep our employment numbers up and show the demand to the airline, because airlines these days, and certainly the effects of high fuel costs, the effects of the mergers and acquisitions, you know, all this is done to create a profit. Somehow they turned a switch on and decided, hey, you know, we need to start making a profit. That's what we're seeing now as the result of these mergers and acquisitions. They're going to serve the demand. You know, they'll pick you up wherever you end up. So the idea is, I guess, that even though there are challenges out there, we've got a pretty nice airport with some fairly adequate service. And according to my research and other persons who have done research on my behalf, or, you know, some of my colleagues, all pretty much agree that airfares, by and large, are pretty much where they need to be in order for both airlines to remain profitable and for service to continue at the frequency it is. And we're pretty much on par with other stations, most notably Appleton and Green Bay, which are nearest competitor airports.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Well, I don't know. I think I pretty much gave you the thumbnail sketch there. I can't think of anything else. You know, we're looking forward to wrapping up our total construction project by the fall of 2015 is the way it's looking right now. And that will allow us to have our landscaping, our original parking lot completely redone. We'll have new wayfinding signage out front and new monument sign out front as well. Awnings over our parking areas, over the entrances and exits of the parking areas so that our machinery doesn't get full of snow and rain. And I think you're going to see some amenities finally wrapped up by the time everything's done. And we would ask everybody who flies here to be patient and don't mind our dust, because it's going to be messy for another couple of years yet.
As you look ahead to the completion of the airport improvements, you already have a restaurant and a gift shop, access to taxis and rental cars there. Do you foresee any other tenants coming in that would be in the service business areas that could serve the people waiting at CWA?
Well, we're looking at the possibility of getting another operator in our upstairs restaurant prior to security. Pulse Security, we've got a little bit of a cafe back there now and the gift shop, and the gift shop actually on both sides of the security screening checkpoint. Other than that, I'm not too sure that we'd be able to attract any other tenants that provide much more for amenities. Oftentimes, we look at the possibility of finding volunteers to do a skycap service or something like that, and it's been suggested perhaps that a parking valet service might be appropriate, but again, I don't know that we're a market that would be large enough to extend anything out to a valet service like that and make it viable. So anyway, we're constantly looking for opportunities such as that, and of course, like any other business, the airport is looking for diversification of its revenue portfolio. To that end, we're always looking for other tenants to come in and provide services, and we'll certainly take a look at any business plan that's put forth before us.
Tony Aaron is the administrator for Central Wisconsin Airport. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you. Good to talk to you today.